an exciting time was when we had a potential leak. And not often did we get to wear our breathing apparatus gear, or our suits, with our air tanks and our protective equipment, kind of look like astronauts. So you get certified on it, but it's where you actually put it on in your enlistment time. And I was on my second enlistment, and I got to put one on. So I thought it was cool. But then again, I realized we were the two being sent inside the site to confirm if it was a nuclear leak or not.
Can you walk me through that? Like, tell me the story as it was happening, when you first heard, when you had to put everything on all the way through.
So we get alerted. You're on call. You have teams on call on base as well. So tasks are scheduled, but if something rare comes up, you're sent out. So you're like, okay, nothing happens, and you just get a free night off. Well, we get called to come in. I'm like, okay, it's just like any other day. Hey, what's our task? I go, we're picking up MSA gear. And he's like, yeah, you need your breathing apparatus.
MSA.
I forgot what it stands for. Okay. It's the company. It's not necessarily what it is, but it's breathing apparatus.
Okay.
That attaches to the protective gear suit that you're mm-hmm. wearing. And I'm like, because you see your equipment list, and you're like, and then it said site inspection for leak. But then when you realize what equipment you have supporting that, and then I could see what technical orders I would have to pick up, I knew this was a test that you learn. You don't actually ever do. You learn about it and know that it's there, but you don't. But nobody was available to higher than our office to go out with us. And normally that's what they do. They always wanted either a supervisor or a team training branch or quality assurance to go out with you, because it's just a rare thing and it's added security or management or oversight. So just two of us went, me and the guy I was on call with. So we get our stuff, we're driving out there, like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I never put this on. I mean, so you're reading and training yourself. He was driving, so I was reading, so he could at least hear it, about how to check the air gauges, what the temperature codes mean, what the color codes means, when do we adjust it, how do we put it on, because you don't ever get to wear these. You're trained on it, and then you just never use it. You don't get retrained every year. You just get trained once, and then, so here we're doing it. We're pretty confident, you know, we're putting it on. But when we're driving up, we authenticate, get on the site, and all of a sudden we have to inform our security. We're like, you need to park in the furthest corner of the site. You both have to be outside the vehicle. We're not allowed to tell them until we get there, because normally they just sit right, you know, next where they can see the security pit or whatever. But we had to have them safe and upwind in case when we opened it, it was something. If we didn't, because our job is to open it up. We do some testing, aerial testing. And then we tell them, we'll go like this. We'll just raise our hand up like this. If it's okay, then we're going to go down. We will send someone up again to tell you it's okay. If you see somebody come up like this, get in the truck and leave. And it's also the first time you tell them to get in the driver's seat, because normally they sit in the back. And they're just like, what's going on? We're like, we're just here to test. There's some vapor, some alarms going off. So when the plug does go down and we're doing our final, it's like a really long process. It's more like waiting. And you got your stuff on, but you don't completely put your mask on and turn the gear in and do your gauges until you're actually okay to go in. And that just means if you go in and it's bad, you can breathe enough to get up and get out. It's really kind of done. But they have someone who's qualified with job control talking to us, but he's not qualified to go out into the missile site. So the only qualified person was on base. While we were out there, we were trained but hadn't done it. So we're like, okay, shit, we're going in. You know, the paper says it's good, we can go in. Okay, so we're putting everything on, and then it just feels really quiet, and all you hear is the breathing you know, inside. I don't know if you've ever, like a gas mask almost, but it's just noisier because your ears and everything are covered and you just hear, and it's quiet. And if you bump into something, you're like, ding, ding, everything's vibrating inside this suit with the tank and everything on it. And we're overcautious because we don't do this regularly. So we're checking our gauges and we had to hit some button here we don't know what's going on. But then we had to carry our stuff. So I'm like, all right, like we can't put backpacks on because we have tanks on our back. So it was really weird lowering. So we get down in there. Well, first we were like, who should go first? Traditionally, you would go first, but I don't mind going first. It was so funny because he's like, yeah, you can go first. Not really realizing. I mean, if I would have died, he would have been right after me and he would have died too because I wouldn't have been able to tell him it was okay. So it made no sense who went first. But when we get down in there, we have to, you know each other's there. You have to verbally, that's always whenever you're in a missile silo.
Mm-hmm. How far down did you have to go? Like, what was?
So the B plug goes all the way to, so it goes 60 feet down.
Okay.
And then you enter the site. Mm-hmm. And that's the access hatch we always go in and always go through.
So you had to climb 60 feet down a ladder in the suit?
Yep. So you'd hit the wall a little bit, like, hear the ding. Well, that would be very loud and resonate inside your whole thing. As you're going, and then you're starting to breathe more, but you have this card and it says, relax, control your breathing, because it's reminding you to conserve your air.